leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Boeing is urging its machinist workers union to resume talks after members voted to strike, rejecting a deal last night. 33,000 workers calling for a fair wage and asking for a 40% pay raise and other incentives. ABC's Alexis Christophorus with more.
This is the first time that union members have not been in agreement with union leaders and rejected a contract that was recommended to them. They're saying that this pay increase of 25% is too little too late. They say it has been the first increase in more than a decade for the company and that it does not match the cost of living in the Pacific Northwest where Boeing is situated.
At the White House, President Biden hosting Britain's prime minister this afternoon. Talks expected to focus on Ukraine. It comes as the U.S. and Britain are weighing, allowing Ukraine to use longer-range missiles to defend against Russian attacks, something Russia's leader said would be an escalation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he's troubled by the number of times local schools have to go to voters to raise more money through referendums.
Having to go to referendum just to keep the lights on, that's a bad sign. You know, that's not where we need to be as a state.
All told, Wisconsin schools will hold nearly three times as many local funding votes this year as last year. A four-legged favorite of Milwaukee Brewers fans has died. Hank, the ballpark pup, became the team's unofficial mascot in 2014. He was a stray who wandered into the Brewers' spring training facility in Arizona. After that, he came to Wisconsin to live with a Brewers executive's family until he died yesterday. The Brewers are asking people to donate to the Wisconsin Humane Society. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, September 14th, from 4 to 8 p.m., at the Village of Butternut Pavilion on Michigan Street, the Butternut Area Historical Society is hosting Village Fest. There will be free brats and live music, and beer and wine for sale, along with a potluck contest. Again, this is this Saturday, September 14th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Village of Butternut Pavilion on Michigan Street for the Butternut Area Historical Society's Village Fest. Be sure to stop on by. And then afterwards, on Thursday, September 19th at 5:30 p.m., the Friends of the Phillips Public Library are having a fall planning meeting. They'll be meeting in the community room of the Phillips Public Library and talking to library staff about upcoming projects they can help with and planning an open house style event for the Friends group. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuskin with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
As expected, Jordan Love didn't practice on Wednesday. In fact, he wasn't even seen on the practice field. I'm Bill Scott. It'll be 19 days from the date of Malik Willis's trade to the day he starts for the Packers against the Colts on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's been awesome. He's been great. I mean, at the end of the day, it's football. It's something that these guys have been doing for a good majority of their life, and I think that's the approach you got to take. You pour everything you got into it, and then trust the training, trust the preparation. You got to go play on Sunday.
Malik Willis said he's been working hard.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day. That's all you can do.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
If you're watching Sunday's game on television, you'll see the broadcast team of Joe Davis and Greg Olson. Remember Olson, the color man that was arguably the best in the business, but was kicked to the curb by Fox in favor of Tom Brady? Brady handed $375 million for 10 years, and he'll probably get better at his craft, but it should have been Olson working with Kevin Burkhardt in last week's Dallas-Cleveland game. Packers fans, you can enjoy Olson on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a little breezy out of the southeast, highs around 82 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 57. Showers and storms are possible on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms Saturday night. Right now, 77 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Take it easy.
make it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Mercedes walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl and he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn on a bar stool, doing shots of Jack. Girl, gonna take it old school, saying hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those.
I can drink the fat all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn
Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99.
on a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Kill, I was in my boots, so I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down, you wanna get lost on the edge of town. Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet.
road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's step away.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie, spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Working man.
And women too.
Hard working man, Brooks and Dunn here on 98Q Country, following up Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll with Chevrolet. It's WCQM, your local civic media station. Greg Underson here with you till 7 o'clock when we've got double football action. We've got the Phillips Loggers game here at 7 o'clock tonight, and the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles will be playing over on 103.1 Trail Mix, our sister station, both of those 7 o'clock kickoffs. So hop between as you like or listen to either or both through the free Civic Media app. It's time to talk about Snooki for the last time this week. She's a dilute tortie, a cat at Catkins Animal Rescue. She is ready for a new home, absolutely loving, more on the quiet side, really enjoys being loved on by humans, but also independent and will just do her own thing. So if you're looking for a cat that isn't in your business all day, but doesn't mind when you're up in her grill, Snooki would be a great choice. One-year-old dilute tortie female with short hair. That's what I forgot to mention, the short hair. She's absolutely adorable. Fully vetted, ready for adoption, head to CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. Get lost in an entire list of adorable, adoptable animals like Snooki. We had Millie and Blitz last week. Every week, Catkins sends us one, sometimes even two, rescue pets of the week. I love Catkins so much. We are spoiled in a community this size to have such a dedicated and thorough animal welfare organization as Catkins. Love you guys. Shout out to you. We've got more country music to bring you, and then we'll be talking local sports in about 20 minutes here. I've got a lot of updates about Lakeland sports. I've got an update about Butternut Volleyball. We'll take a quick peek behind the curtain at what's going on as far as football this evening. Of course, Brewers are playing tonight. We'll dive into the Brewers game after the football game, but join me at about 3:45. We'll talk about all of that. Up next, we've got a check of the weather. Brad Paisley, George Strait, and more. Justin Moore, coming up next, 98Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Warm up this fall with amazing specials at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesday, prime rib sandwiches on Thursday, and a delicious fish fry featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder on Friday. Saturdays feature prime rib and lobster. Don't miss their authentic German buffet coming up October 5th. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Book your holiday gatherings now. Just look for the big deer.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Save big money on new siding now at Menards. Update your home's exterior with Cedar Creek vinyl siding. This easy-to-install, low-maintenance siding withstands the elements and is available in 16 color options. Hurry in and save big money on Cedar Creek vinyl siding today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, maybe a stray storm late, lows upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow with pop-up showers and storms, high upper 70s. Mostly sunny and a high in the low 80s Sunday. Lots of 80s ahead looking into next week. Next rain chance midweek. Currently at 77.
98Q Country.
Ferris wheel goes around and around. Well, the trouble with up is there's always a down. First I'm holding your hand and we're on the boardwalk. It's heaven right here on these streets and these docks. But the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass. And I can just feel it all slipping away. And babe, I can already say that as long as I live, great as it is, you know what's a bummer. I ain't ever gonna be this summer with you. Maybe it's true. The taste of your kiss is so bittersweet. I ain't gonna beat, no way I'm gonna beat this summer with you. Find a tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer. I ain't ever gonna beat this summer with you.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Long-lived cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slowed down
and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. Church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you'd ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish some. Said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish some. Thank you.
your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Big hits from big stars.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98 Q Country.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three.
She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
Well, I can still see her on the bed, sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. Nah.
But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and our clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But
she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel.
Thank you.
backed off, did whatever it takes. Never really thought you were that ready for moving along. Now I ain't leaving till I hear you say what's going on. It'll be what it will be. It's either him or me.
Someone else calling you, baby. It's Luke Bryan on 98Q Country, WCQM. Best found on 98.3 FM on your radio dial and for free anytime on the Civic Media app. We've got a lot of sports happening this evening and over the weekend. Let's talk about those before I give you an update on what's been going on throughout the week. Got a couple sports updates, Butternut Volleyball, Lakeland, everything. Let's take a quick peek. Tonight, as I mentioned, we've got double football action. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles taking on Prentice. It's a home game for the Screaming Eagles. 7 p.m. is the official start time. We'll have it over on 103.1 Trail Mix. It's over there partially because Phillips, the loggers, will be right here. I've got Rib Lake at Phillips, same start time, 7 p.m. However, since the Brewers are playing tonight on 98Q Country, we'll have to wait until the Phillips Loggers game is over. They take some preference, and we'll dive in. We'll join in progress with the Brewers wherever they happen to be whenever the Loggers finish their game. What else do we have here? I've got Brewers again, I believe, tomorrow. I think we've got more Brewers action happening throughout the week. Let me just take a peek here. Totally not looking at a calendar in real time. Yeah, Brewers starting their series against the Diamondbacks tonight. Pre-game 8:05, first pitch 8:40. That means they play again tomorrow, first pitch 7:10. And then on Sunday, it'll be first pitch 3:10 to finish off that three-game series against the Diamondbacks. Though they'll be back against the Diamondbacks starting next Thursday, playing the Phillies in between. Busy couple weeks for the Brewers approaching playoffs. That'll be a grand old time to bring you right here on 98Q Country. Some performances for yesterday, Butternut Volleyball. The Lady Midgets took on the Hurley North Stars for their conference opener. The JV started it out with the Butternut pulling away fast. They won the first set 25-21, lost the second set in a nail-biter 28-30, and then lost the third set 14-25. Virginia Augustine led the night with 5 kills. Olivia Heyman led with 5 assists. Kaylee Schlaer, 3 ace serves to lead the team. All in all, the ladies played good volleyball but lost momentum, according to coach on that one. The Midgets varsity came away with the win, though, losing the first set 19-25, but they rallied back and won the next three, 25-21, 25-19, 25-21 again. I bet that was a fun watch. These ladies, quote, played a very scrappy game of volleyball. I'm willing to bet there was a lot of team spirit, rallying each other, keeping the mindset positive. Good team accountability is the how you come back from that kind of those scary momentum swing moments. A couple little things can always be worked on, this says, but it was a great night. Feels good to start conference play out with a win. Special credit call-outs to Kendra Pritzel. She led the night with 9 kills. Gianna Narring in assists with 14. Josie Wegner and Lizzie Pritzel both had 4 ace serves, along with Isabel Przybylski. The Lady Midgets will travel to Le Couturier on Monday. We'll see if we can get some updates from the Butternut volleyball team
after they take on LCO. Lakeland Volleyball defeated DC Everest last night, 25-18, 25-22, 17-25, but they battled back to take it in the fourth, 25-16 for the victory. Lakeland Varsity Soccer beat Rhinelander 3-0, two goals for Dominic Girinella and one for Marshall Holmquist. Last but not least, Lakeland Tennis. It was a good day to be a Lakeland athlete. They beat Anago 7-0. Everything I see here says that everybody fought hard, but it just ended up slanting that straight direction, as sometimes happens. Sarah Barton took the win in singles. So too did Nora Strasberg, Sierra Wallace, and Ellie Baker. And then doubles victories came for Allie Timmerman with Christina Wiemet, Lila Biller with Alyssa Erickson, and Chance Jacobs with Elise Lammers. Great job to all of the area athletes, and good luck in your contests coming over the weekend. We'll get an update on what's coming next week from Darren Patterson, and we'll get that to you as soon as we have it. It'll be a busy week now that we're in full conference play swing. It's local sports season. We've got them all for you here on 98Q Country. We've got Loggers. We've got Screaming Eagles. We've even got some Buccaneers now and again, and we're kind of branching out. Stay tuned to hear about more teams you might be able to hear on the Civic Media Network through the free Civic Media app and on radio stations like 98Q Country. I've got a couple messages from our local sponsors to bring you, and then I've got Warren Zeters to guide you into the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We'll be talking football, both local and NFL. I've got some Packers insight to share with you, my normal armchair expert opinion. Warren Zeters up next on WCQM.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
98Q Country.
Every now in a bathless town, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on rain day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ache in the night. With a kiss on her lips, just like cyanide. Yes, yeah, she. Is alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three Americans are among the 37 people sentenced to death in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the military court, convicting them for their role in the coup in May. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says they have 5 days to appeal that decision, and embassy staff is doing what they can to support the Americans.
We understand that the legal process in the DRC